Hello.
This is Casey with customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
Hi. I was actually on the phone with one of your representatives, and I think we somehow got disconnected.
Yes, ma'am.
Just getting in my phone.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can I have a zip code for you?
Hi. Yes, I was on the phone with one of the representatives. I've got some charges that have come through that I did not make, and he was looking at that.
Yes, ma'am. Can I please get a zip code for you?
Yes, ma'am. It's 30504.
30504.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am. And can I please get a first and last name for you?
Yes, ma'am. It's Kathleen Tucker.
Pucker?
Yes, ma'am. T-U-C-K-E-R.
Pucker.
Yes, ma'am.
Could it be under Carol?
No, no, ma'am. It's Kathleen Tucker. Yeah, I don't know. I was just looking at my bank statement, and these charges came through, and then this was the number to it. So I was just sitting up at my bank, so we figured we'd give you guys a call.
Okay, here you go. Yes, ma'am. All right, for security purposes, to make sure I'm in the correct account, could you please give me your address?
It is 5, and that's Lake Place, and it's Gainesville, Georgia, 30504.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I am. Give me just a second while my system loads.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, still trying to load the account information. Just bear with me, please.
All good.
Okay. Okay, do you remember trying to pay $7.95 for shipping and handling on the 4th of this month for a cookware set, and that's all you would have
no,
to pay?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Okay, well, somebody did, and I guess they thought they were going to get the cookware set, but what it was is you were paying $7.95 to get so many entries into a contest to win the cookware set.
Yeah, I don't ever enter those contests or anything. That's why I'm like, I literally don't even hardly online shop other than Amazon, so I don't even know how that happened.
What?
And we looked at it, and then there was another one for $67.32 on the 9th. So I just know neither one of those I authorized. I didn't sign up for any, from what the other guy said was a subscription.
Yes, ma'am. What it is whoever did that, I guess they thought they were going to get the cookware set for just paying shipping and handling. But what it was is entering into a contest. And if you did not cancel every time they had that contest, if you did not win after that, it would charge you the $67.39. And then instead of you having a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning, it go to 1 in 500. If they had the contest again and you did not win and you did not cancel, they charge you another $67. And then you go from 1 in 500 to 1 in 100.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not trying to be rude. I just, yeah, those are like crazy odds. Like, I'm that's crazy. Okay. Yeah. Well, he was looking at A. He was trying to cancel the subscription, and B. I mean, I need to see if I can get my money back because I did not authorize those. And if not, then we were just going to dispute it through the bank. But what can you do to help me as far as I don't.
As an agent, I can offer 50% back on the chart on each individual charge.
Okay, I know that's what all you can do. If that's the case, I'll just go through my bank. I didn't make the purchases, and unfortunately, this has happened to me a couple times with a couple different types of things like this, and I know I'm not making them, so I changed my card information, so hopefully this won't happen again.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand. Anything else, I'm going to have to talk to a supervisor, so if you'll just bear with me while I make sure everything, you know, do what he was in the process of doing before you got disconnected, and then I'll put you on a brief hold after I do that and verify and give you cancellation numbers to see what else I can do about the charges.
Okay.
So just bear with me, please, because my computer is running a tad slow this morning.
I got you. All right. Thank you.
Trying to make sure everything is exactly how it's. Okay. Okay. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Hold on, let me grab it. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263-158-067.
Okay.
067,
okay.
Yes, ma'am. Just a second. I'm trying to bring up my refund thing now. Okay. Okay, ma'am, my manager told me I could go up to 75% on each charge.
Okay. That's fine. I just want it to be done with. I didn't even. It's fine. That way I don't have to drive back to the bank. That's fine.
Okay. Well, the first charge, the $67.32, you'll be getting back $50.49 on that.
Okay.
And the second one, the $7.95. You'll be getting back $5.96. So altogether, it'll be about $60.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You'll be getting back.
Okay. All right. So I got my cancellation number and then that. Thank you very much. And I guess that it?
Yes, ma'am. That's pretty much it, unless you need me to do something else.
I think that'll be it. I've changed my card number, so hopefully this doesn't happen again. I know it's not y'all's fault. It's got to be somebody scamming or doing something, you know. So,
Something.
yeah, I mean, I know it's not you, I know it's not y'all, so I don't think that you would give a phone number if it wasn't a reputable company.
Exactly. No, ma'am, we wouldn't.
Oh, God bless you. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and you have a great day.
You too. Happy holidays.
You too. Thank you for calling customer
Bye-bye.
service. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.